Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
Right now I'm in Studio A with Ron Pope, and he'll perform live for us this morning. He also has a show coming up tonight at The Basement. It's an all-ages show, and doors open at 7 o'clock. Welcome back, Ron.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks for coming back. I think it's been about a year and a half since your last visit. What's the name of your first song this morning that you're going to play for us?
This is the first single from my new album, Calling Off the Dogs, and it is called Lick My Wounds.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. She stumbled in through the exit. 21 but holds a liquor like a freshman. She don't ever stay out this late. When I look at her, I can feel my pulse race. And if looks could kill, she would stop your heart. Not just a girl, but a work of art. She cut me deep with the way she moves. Then she pulled me in and she licked my wound. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I think the sun's probably coming up. I don't wanna go home, but they threw us out. I don't ever stay out this late. But there's something happening that made my pulse race. And if looks could kill, she would stop your heart. Not just a girl, but a work of art. Well, she cut me deep with the way she moves. And then she pulled me in and she licked my wounds. What's good for me, good for me now? 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 Whoa, 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 whoa. And if looks could kill, she would stop your heart. Not just a girl, but a work of art. Well, she cut me deep with the way she moves. Then she pulled me in and she licked my wounds. And if looks could kill, she would stop your heart. Not just a girl, but a work of art. She cut me deep with the way she moves. Then she pulled me in and she licked my wounds. Then she pulled me in and she licked my wounds. Then she pulled me in and she licked my wounds.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ron Pope performing live in Studio A, and you can see him perform live this evening at The Basement. And that is an all-ages show. Doors will open at 7 o'clock on that. And last time you were in, we talked about your brief baseball stint there at Rutgers. And you had a little injury there. And then you moved on to have a band, the Districts. Any chance the Districts might ever get together again?
I'm in the District, not with
the District.
Because there's another one that recently came out that put an S on theirs. Yeah. So that they could have a band with the same name as mine and not be stealing our name, which I think is funny and cute. So I'm in the District with just a T. Yeah, but that's a band, that's something like a side project I do with my friends. It was kind of my main thing for a long time, and now I just do this mostly, and then whenever I can sneak it in, I do that too.
All right, well, it's Ron Pope, and let's give away a pair of tickets now for that show tonight at the Basement, and caller 4 at 821-9223. We'll pick up tickets for that, and I know that back in 2008 you performed on MTV, and you've also had a couple of songs, or at least a couple of TV shows like Vampire Diaries and 90210. That was a few years ago. Anything coming up that people could keep an eye out for there on TV?
I don't know if we have anything coming up on TV that I'm allowed to talk about right now. So I don't know if there's always something coming in regards to that. So keep an eye out in general. I'll sneak up on you somewhere.
Okay. Well, where did you have this latest release recorded?
So Calling Off the Dogs, I recorded in Brooklyn, where I live, at a place called Mission Sound. It was a longer process than any of my records in the past have been. I started writing the record in the summer of 2012. And then after I, put some tunes together, we did some demo sessions at the end of 2012, just to see I wanted to really alter it sonically, kind of where I was coming from at that point. So we tested it to see if it would work. And so we did some sessions with that, and then it felt good, so I went away for 2 months and went to Paris, and I wrote all the rest of the songs, and then we went back to Brooklyn, went back to this place, Mission Sound, and recorded the rest of the album and mixed it in New York. So we finished it in the summer of last year and then just released it in January.
Well, let's hear another song here this morning. What's the name of song number 2 today?
This is called Explain.
Do you remember how you found me? I wasn't standing up straight, soaked to the bone by an afternoon storm. I was wretched, but you let me in. And if it's harder for you than it is for me, then we should probably agree that we won't agree. And if the answers I hoped for I make believe, then you should probably explain what you mean. We were sleeping through the mornings, you only like the afternoons. Too scared to fight, too cold to go outside. We were restless, and I don't care what you wear, please take down your hair and let's forget this. And if it's harder for you than it is for me, then we should probably agree that we won't agree. And if the answers I hoped for I make believe, then you should probably explain what you mean. I hoped for I make believe. should probably explain what you mean.
That's Ron Pope performing live in Studio A, and he's got a show tonight at The Basement that is an all-ages show, and doors will open at 7 o'clock for that. He's got a new CD, and he's been touring pretty much the U.S. all of the first part of 2014, but I think you're getting ready to head out to Europe, and we talked about how you, you were in Paris for part of your CD. Now, are you going to go back to Paris while you're in Europe and maybe revisit some of the places you were at before?
So we actually started the year by touring in Europe, okay. We actually have been there already, so I'm gonna be doing some tour dates in the summertime there, but I haven't been to Paris yet this year. I hope to go back. We started the year by touring in Europe. We put out a new record. We played in New York at the beginning of the year, and then we went right to Europe and toured there until the end of February, and then went on tour in the States for all of March. And then I went back for one show, and then I came back here for a week, and so then I'll go to the West Coast for a few days, then Australia, then back to Europe, then more tour dates in the States. So it's a bunch of Australia, and then back to Europe, and then back here. So it's a bunch of all over the place. It's kind of one very, very long tour rather than kind of a series of little tours. I want it to feel like in my head, that's how you break it down. So you're like, you don't think about the fact that you're, you know, like never going to sleep in your bed again. You're like, oh, well, I'm away for 8 weeks now, but then I'll go home for a week, or I'm going to be home for 4 days. And then you don't think about the next thing. You do it like, you know, I want to think about it like that, but really it's just one really long tour.
And touring, not just the U.S., but the world, there's a lot of stuff involved, visas and passports and stuff like that. Is the travel, is that a joy to you or more of a chore?
Chore, absolutely. The fun part is playing the shows. Like the part that is rewarding, because it's not like, you know, when you go on a trip, you go on vacation or something, you get to see stuff. You get to go places. I've been to a lot of places, you know, that we've been multiple times that I know. You know, at this point, maybe I know where to get a good sandwich or something, or like how to find a place that has Wi-Fi in the neighborhood of the venues that I play in, you know, that kind of stuff. So the traveling is definitely the hard part. I think that's, you know, I've heard musicians say, you know, the part that they pay me for is all the other stuff, and getting on stage, I would do it for free. It's just you have to get me there. And so, you know, especially, and this year we started by, you know, kind of running around in Europe in the dead of winter. So that's definitely challenging, but the reward is that you get to get on stage every night. Like that's the magical part. And the reason I think why anybody is willing to go out and, you know, schlep all over the world is because you want to get on stage and share the music with people that love it. And that's, you know, when you're making the music, when you're in the studio, you're kind of in this vacuum. The fans aren't there, so you don't know how they're going to react. So it's incredibly rewarding to get on stage and then see how people react to the music and get to participate with that. You know, that's something, the really special part of what I do is that exchange with the fans.
And you will be in Australia for, I think, about 5 shows coming up. Mm-hmm. And have you toured Australia before or played Australia?
Yeah, I went to Australia in the fall of 2012. And so I did a few shows there then. And so, yeah, now I'm going and doing... last time I did Sydney and Brisbane and Melbourne, and so I'm doing those again. Plus this time I'm going to Perth, so it'll be fun. It's really exciting to go there. Last time I got to hold a koala, so I'm looking forward to that.
Now, are you going to be driving to these different cities, or is
no,
there flying?
No, they're far apart. You fly.
Yeah.
So that's over there. You fly between cities.
All right. Well, it's Ron Pope live in Studio A. Thanks for coming in this morning. And let's give another pair of tickets away for that show now for caller 4 at 821-9223. Again, those tickets are for Ron Pope this evening at The Basement. Doors open at 7 o'clock on that. And it is an all-ages show. Caller 4 at 821-9223. We'll pick up tickets for that. Thanks again for coming in this morning. And what's the name of the last song you'll play for us today?
This is going to be the next single from my new album, Calling Off the Dogs. And this one I have never played acoustic anywhere before, so I thought it would be fun to bring it to you guys. Since you were so nice to have me in again, I thought it would be fun to try it for the first time here. So this is called Nothing, and it's from my new record, Calling Off the Dogs.
You said, don't wait up, but I can't help myself. you swear, just friends. But I know better than that. So baby, when you leave this place, I don't want to hear your name. Promise when you walk away, you're never coming back again. You left me nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. You left me nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. Your heart, it's too cold, so you don't ever feel. And my words on deaf ears, you never hear. So baby, when you leave this place, I don't wanna hear your name. Promise when you walk away, you're never coming back again. You left me nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. You left me nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. Too tightly, cause I'll be reminded of why I wanted you here. And the last thing I need is for you to believe that there's anything left that can change how I feel. I wish there was any other way, but I'm sure there's no chance you'll ever change. You left me nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. You left me nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. You left me nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. You left me nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all.